Father, Lord, we want to thank you, God, for this opportunity once again to share your word with your people. Father, we are grateful because your word brings life. Your word gives victory. Thank you, God, for the word of God we are hearing this morning. Father, please speak to us in the name of Jesus. I pray for all those who are waiting for this program, ready to listen, to hear the undiluted word of God. Father, I pray you will fill us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I pray that this word of God will take us from this level to a greater level in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us not only to listen to the word, but to be doer of the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Lord, as I speak as your oracle this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. We thank the Almighty God this morning who has given us this enablement to meet with you. I hope we meet you well. I am grateful because I know God is at work in your life, at work in your family, at work in your business. I know God will never leave nor forsake you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for all those who are following us, and thank God for all those who are coming to church or coming to ministry for one thing or the other, especially those who came last Friday for deliverance and healing service. To God be the glory for all that is doing in our days. Thank God for the healing power of God. Thank God for the miracle power of God. Thank God for the testimonies we are hearing. If you take a move also, you will have your own testimony in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I welcome you. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, we are going to continue on our topic that says keys to divine expansion. Many people have asked me, are we not having a part B of this program? I say, yes, we are going to have it. Thank God today, God has put it in our plan to continue this wonderful and glorious topic, because it is the will of God for you to grow. It's the will of God for you to expand. It's the will of God that, you know, for God to multiply you. I see God doing that in your life. I see God doing that in your family in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's go to our anchor scripture again. 2 Kings chapter 6. Let's read from verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 1 to 7.
And the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servant. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down woods. But as one was falling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick and cast it in it, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it.
Hallelujah. What a miracle. You know, I saw wood attracting matter. Can you see? It is contrary to the law of nature. When you have a miracle, your miracle will make the law of nature to be subsided. Can you see now? So this morning, let me refresh you. We have said key to divine expansion. Number one, we say you must develop hatred for smallness. That is, I don't like the way I am. I want to have better things, better lifting. You know, that's number one. We say number two, you must be prayerful. You must speak to God. Number three, you must engage in positive action. Number four, you must secure the backing of God. Then number five, you'll be ready to pay the price of divine expansion. You know, to pay the price of divine expansion. As we are now moving forward this morning, going to look at two or three keys before our time runs out. Now, number six, which happens to be number one today, you know, anyone that wants divine expansion must be interested in the expansion of the kingdom of God. Now, if you want God to expand you, if you want God to increase you, if you want God to multiply you, to bless you, you know, you too must be interested, you know, in the things of the kingdom. You know, that especially you must become a soul winner. Can you see now? You must win souls. I want to ask you a question. Since you have been born again, how many souls have you won for Jesus? How many people have you brought into Christ? How many people that through you, they have entered the kingdom of God? Because today, we are now at a time that people don't consider soul again. They think it is for pastors that should go out and win souls. Bible says, go ye into the world and preach my gospel to every creature. You have been licensed to preach the gospel. Let me say this one, that labor for the expansion of the house of God qualifies you for favor. When you labor, you know, for the things of God, when you labor for the kingdom of God, that is one of the qualifications that God grants favor into your life. And God's favor those who labor for him. God favors those who labor for him. Now the question is, are you laboring for God? Are you serving God effectually? Are you serving God with all your strength? You know, how are you serving him? You know, do you serve him, you know, productively? You know, so God blesses those who serve him. There are many Christians today, they are still idle. They are not doing anything for God. All they do is to go to church, sit down. After service, they just move to their houses. This is not service. A lot of people, they don't even know they have responsibility. You know, the sons of the prophet, they wanted to increase the kingdom of God. They are interested in God. That is why God is interested in them. Let me say this one. I'm very, very aware of that. What you make happen for the kingdom of God, God will make happen for you. Can you see now? What you make happen for the kingdom of God, God himself will make happen for you. So when you labor for the kingdom of God, God also will bring input into your life. God will bring blessings to your life. God will bring more glory upon you. Can I encourage you this morning that even whatever you are doing in the house of God, you need to double up. You need to increase it. You need to say, Father, I want to serve you the more. You know, you are not serving enough. What you are doing is still low. What you are doing, you know, cannot give you the abundant favor you are looking for. So I want to encourage you this morning that please arise. Bible says, arise and shine, for your light is come and the glory of God has come upon you. You need to arise now. Why? Because the more you labor, the more blessing you are. Can I say this very well, that the key to the kingdom rewards is kingdom work. The key to kingdom rewards. See, God rewarded people that serve him. Look at the Bible. Those who serve God. You know, is it Dorcas that was, you know, interested, you know, in the ministers of God? You know, this woman, she will sew coat for ministers. She will do this for them. She will bless them. Or is it that Shunammite woman? You know, see how she labored for Elisha. See what he did. See how he built house for him. See how he kept the house for him. That was a woman. And you know what? The labor did not go unnoticed. Do you know that God blessed her? Do you know that this woman was just looking unto God for a child? But because of that labor that she did for Elisha, can you see how God blessed her? Now, what are you doing? Why are you sitting like that? Why can't you stand up right now? Why can't you start to do something for God? Why? Because the key to kingdom reward is kingdom work. When you start to work for God, you will receive God's reward. I am sure you want to. Many of you, you know what you do? You like to work for this humanity. Some of you that are in the professions, you will serve your profession. You will labor, and they will now give you what? Award. And what is it award? It's just ordinary paco, you know, just a small wood. They will now write something upon it. They will say to the excellency of Kinetan, who has done this work, this great work. Ordinary wood. Ordinary wood. Man gives award, but it is God that gives reward. Reward is better than award. Let me tell you, in my life, they have given many awards. Award that it has no value. Nothing is doing anything. But you know what? The more I serve God, the more I get rewarded. The more I get divine healing. The more I get divine help. The more I see God blessing me. Because service brings blessings. Hallelujah. So what am I saying now? Is that, you know, the key to kingdom's reward is kingdom service. If you want God to reward you, then serve him. Let me say this one. Now, you can write this one well. It is very, very important that we are saved by grace, but rewarded by our works. Hey, you know, Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, he said, for you are saved by grace. He said, you should not boast. So every one of us, we are saved by grace. Let's even see that scripture so that we can read together. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, first of all. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, yes.
For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God.
No, so, you know, what are we saying here is that you are saved by grace. You are saved without doing anything. You are saved, you know, by putting your faith in God. Can you see now? You are saved because you believe in Jesus Christ. But you know what now? You can only be rewarded by what you are doing for God after salvation. So after you have been saved, my question this morning is this: what have you been doing? You know, don't live a life of no benefits. You know, don't live an empty life. So since you have been born again now, because we are saved by grace. We are saved by grace, but we are rewarded by our work. Look at Paul. Look at what he said. He said, now I will soon leave. And now I can see a crown waiting for me in heaven. That is a crown. That crown happens to be his reward. Hallelujah. No, I'm sure you will like to be rewarded. So labor. Labor for the things of God, then you will see God at work in your life. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you under satanic convenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah to Jesus this morning. I want to thank God because I know you are following. We are talking of keys to divine expansion this morning. And we are looking at the topic, expanding the kingdom of God. Expanding the kingdom of God. Now let me say this for that. Grace gives access into the kingdom. Can you see now? Grace gives us access into what? Into the kingdom. But what is what guarantees our reward? Our work. You know, grace gives us access. What gives you access to the kingdom of God is grace. Can you see now? It's grace. But you know what now? You know, it is work that guarantees our reward. You know, Bible says, you know what Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 21? Is there he that is filled, let him be filled with. Is there he that is good, let him be good still. You know, he said, behold, my reward is coming to give to every man according to what? According to his works. Hallelujah. So God is saying that very soon, everyone will be paid back. Everyone shall be rewarded. Now, what will be your reward? You know, that's why, you know, and your reward starts from this world, not in heaven. Don't think that, I know in heaven I'll be rewarded. No, you know, reward starts from this world. It starts here, from this world. You know, reward in various ways. Reward in good health. Reward in lifting, reward in blessing, reward start from this. So why can't you arise now and say, Lord, let me start to do something because it is my work that guarantees my reward. Let me say this to something like that. Open doors are rewards for great work. Open doors. One of the rewards for kingdom work, you know, is open doors. Let's see the Bible. Number one, Ruth chapter 2, verse 12. Ruth chapter 2, verse 12. Open doors are rewards for kingdom service. Ruth chapter 2 verse 12.
The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wing thou art come to trust.
That was Boaz speaking to Ruth, because Ruth put up a good work. See what he did for Naomi, our mother-in-law. You know, and Boaz was blessing that God will reward your work. You know, God will reward your work. Can you see now? My prayer for you also is that may God reward your work in Jesus' name. See 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 7.
Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded.
Don't allow your hands to be. He said, your work shall be rewarded. Everything you do now, you know, everything you are sowing now, you will reap. You know, if it is bad, you will reap bad. If it is good, you will reap good. You know, whatsoever you sow, that is what you are going to reap. Don't allow your hands to be weak. You know, don't allow be doing something. Why? Because reward is coming. You know, reward is on the way. And it will surely come in Jesus. Can I say this one? That there is no idle Christian that to earn a crown from God. There is no idle Christian that God will crown. No, that's why you must not be idle. Don't just sit on the fence. Be active for God. Don't be passive. Serve God with all your heart. Serve God with all that you have. Serve God with your money. Serve God with your talent. Serve God with your time. Serve God with your everything. Serve Him. You know why? Because God will not reward any idle Christian. Let's see 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verses 7 and 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, 7 and 8.
I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love is appearing.
Oh my. So there is a crown. That was Paul talking to Timothy. Yeah? He said, I have fought a good fight. I have labored. I have done what God is expecting of me. Can you see a man? He said, I have done what God wants me to do. Oh my God. And he said, there is now a crown for me. He said, not for me, no. For all those who serve like me. Can Bible tells us lies? Can God tell us lies? There is crown for people who labor in this world. So, you know, if you can labor more, then you will see God's way. So, serve God faithfully for what? For open doors of blessings. Serve God faithfully. Serve Him faithfully. So that, you know, there will be an open door of blessings for you. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Your labor is not in vain. Are you listening now? Your labor is not in vain. Everything you are doing, God sees it. Even if no man is saying thank you, God will tell you thank you. If your pastor is not saying thank you, don't say, I've been laboring in this place. Nobody is even seeing the labor. I've been doing this, doing that. Nobody is even thanking me. Excuse me. Man may not see it, but God can see it. You know? God can see a day is coming. It will be your payday. God will just come and say, I want to reward you. May that be you in the name of Jesus Christ. Very soon you'll be rewarded. Very soon, you know, you'll be expanded. Very soon you will see, you know, you will see favor of labor in the name of Jesus Christ. No, when you give God what He wants, He will give you what you want. When you give God what He wants, then He will give you what He wants. Let me quickly move to the next key to divine expansion, and it is closeness to your spiritual leader. Closeness to your spiritual leaders. Closeness to your spiritual. Yeah, we read. Look at the sons of the prophet. See what they say. They ask the man of God to watch, to follow them. Let's see it again. You know, I love that scripture very, very well. 2 Kings chapter 6. Hallelujah. Oh, Mama Skendiria. Hallelujah. Let me read verse 2 and 3. Yes.
Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servant. And he answered, I will go.
Oh, I will go. Can you see? Elijah said, I will go. I will follow you. Thank God for his presence. Oh, my God. Thank God for that presence. Because that presence brought positive result. Can you see now? That presence brought something great, something good, you know? So, when you stay close to your spiritual leader, you stay close to your minister, you stay close to your pastor, he is ordained to speak into your life and reverse your losses. Can you see? He is to speak into your life and to reverse your losses. Can you see if the man of God didn't go with them? Can you have seen? The work could have been stopped. They could have had losses. They are going to look for how to pay back the axe that they borrowed. Can you see that? You know, so the man of God is ordained to speak to your life. Every man of God is a blessing to you. All your pastors, your ministers in the church, they are blessing to you. You must reference them, not to worship them, but to respect them, to honor them. Are you following me now? You have to honor them. You have to give them every entitlement, you know. So, when you are close to your man of God, he is ordained to speak to your life. He will speak good to your life, and he will reverse your losses. In everything that you have lost, you know, he will speak to your life, that they will receive back in hundredfold, and so shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to you this morning as your radio evangelist, that everything you have lost in life, now start to have them back in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank God Elijah followed the sons of the prophet. Thank God. Thank God, you know. Thank God they are so close. You know, there are benefits when you are close to your pastor, to your minister. There are benefits for it, you know. You know, Bible says the prophet helped him to recover his axe. The prophet helped to recover the lost axes. Can you see now? If he was not there, there would not be recovery. I pray this morning you will recover from everything that you have lost in life. The opportunity you have missed, you know, the children you have lost, you know, the money you have lost, the job you have lost, anything you have lost in life, you will surely recover in the name of Jesus Christ. No, the anointing on the prophet restored the hope of achieving desired expansion. It was the anointing that makes that divine expansion to be correct. You know, the enemy could have told them. It was a marine spirit. Because the ark fell under the water. So the marine spirit, they wanted to stop the work. There is something that wants to stop your life. You know, there is something that wants to stop your labor, your business. There is something that wants to stop your enjoyment. I come against that in this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that has been scheduled to stop, you know, God's grace in your life, I nullify that thing this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, the anointing on the prophet put him back to his cutting work. The anointing made the work to continue. So when you stay close to your pastor, the anointing, you know, will make you to go from grace to grace. It will make you to go from strength to strength. It will give you new testimony. So your minister of God is not, you know, a burden upon you. You know, it's a blessing. Your pastor is not a burden, it's a blessing. Hallelujah. You know, the anointing on that man, on Elisha, restored the speed and the results of the work. Can you see now? It restored his speed. You know, the speed could have come down. You know, when there's no axe, no more axe, nothing to work with now. The work could have been, probably not go and look for something else. We are probably cutlass, you know? And you can't compare cutlass with what? With an axe. So the speed of the work could have been reduced. There's somebody at that moment hearing me this morning. Your speed of life has been reduced. You know, the enemy wants to reduce your speed. Now, I come against that in the name of Jesus Christ. I give you divine speed now. Receive divine speed now. What have been taking people 20 years? It will take you 2 years in the name of Jesus Christ. The speed you have lost in life, now receive it back in the name of Jesus Christ. So the anointing restored the speed and give them good results. I pray somebody hearing me this morning, you are having good results. By the end of this month, you will give your own testimony. Your result is coming out. People will celebrate with you. People will thank God for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Even the anointing of the prophet restore is the ability to walk faster and more effectively. The anointing has helped them to walk faster, to walk effectively. And there's things I could have said concerning my own life. How the Lord have used me for people to bless them, you know, to make their life a meaning, you know. Oh, very many. If many of people hearing me this morning, they are part of those people. But to God be their glory. To God be their glory. People that could have become, they have been making the yesiousness of their life. People that they said nothing good can follow them again. But God have raised them up again. They are now doing well. Can you see now? Their business not doing well. Oh, hallelujah. Your business will do well in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me before the time goes this morning. I speak to your life that God will restore your ability to become stronger and do more in Jesus' name. I say God will restore your ability to become stronger and do more in Jesus' name. I command restoration of everything you have lost. Restoration of everything you have lost. I pray your zeal is restored. Your joy is restored. Your hope is restored. Your wealth is restored. I pray you're beginning to witness faster results in Jesus. You will begin now. You will witness faster results. Things become faster in you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank God for this morning. Don't forget tomorrow is Sunday. In Christian Dominion Network Ministries, we are having 2 services. The first one starts by 7:30. Oh, come for this program. It's healing time. It's healing program. You know, bring those who need healing. Those in the hospital. Come bring them. Let God anoint them. Come and see how the miracle that they have. The second service starts by 9 o'clock, you know, which is actually, you know, a wonderful service of the Holy Spirit. I'm expecting to see you in these 2 services. I know you will have testimony. Thank you for your listening pleasure. If you have any question or anything you want to know, you can call me after this sharing. God be with you. God bless you. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927, 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
hunger for this word of God you have just heard, you need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books on various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.